This is Fresh Air. Cynthia Heimel is now in her 40s and has never remarried. That may or may not be good news for her, but for her readers, it's meant continuing years of humorous personal columns about her adventures in and out of relationships and her life as a single mother. Heimel writes humor columns for The Village Voice and Playboy and has several books, including Sex Tips for Girls, If You Can't Live Without Me, Why Aren't You Dead Yet?, and her new one, Get Your Tongue Out of My Mouth, I'm Kissing You Goodbye. A few years ago, she moved from Greenwich Village to Los Angeles to write for the sitcom Dear John. Heimel was briefly married in her early 20s. Her son Brody, about whom she's often written, is now an adult. In fact, he wrote a funny introduction to her new book, so we invited them both to talk with us. In 1988, when Brody went away to college, Heimel says she was destroyed. But after college, he moved back in, so they're living together again.
Yep, he's back. He's like a bad penny.
I'd like to know how you each feel about living together again.
Well, thanks, Terry. Let's start with something, you know, really psychological and deep and difficult.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, really.
Great. Okay, well, basically, I think we're just getting along fine, aren't we, Brody?
Yeah, no, it's been fine. Don't you have another book tour to get to? Don't you have to tour Australia soon? Aren't they publishing a...
He really likes it when I'm on tour because then he has the house to himself. We get along okay. It's just like the normal roommate things, because I've decided Brody's a roommate now.
Yeah, we're roommates. We just kind of hang out, and who's going to take out the garbage? Who's going to do the dishes?
Yeah.
You know, what car are we going to take where? That kind of situation. But I'm going to be leaving soon.
Yeah, he's moving out.
I'm going to be moving out.
So I got to go through it all again.
So Brody, why did you move back in, and why will you soon be moving out?
I had absolutely no money because I graduated from college, and you know how you have no money when that happens. And I was going to school in New York, Albany, New York. And I came to the West Coast, to Hollywood, to get into television writing and all that kind of Hollywood stuff. And my mother was already living out here. She'd been living out here for like a year and a half, 2 years. And she said, hey, you know, you can live with me. I got a bedroom there and about 30 dogs that we live with as well.
That's true. You have a lot of dogs, don't you?
We do have dogs, yeah.
We have a dog thing. And now you're moving out because you have a job.
I have
a
job now.
He has a job.
I finally found a job and took me a year.
What's your job?
I work as a stage production assistant on a TV show called Love and War. It's a funny show.
Right. During this period when you've been living together again, Brody, now that you're an adult and everything, Cynthia, do you find that the disagreements or the fights that you have are about different things than you did when he was younger?
No. They're exactly the same. Will you go to the store for me? No, I don't want to. It's exactly the same fight. That's probably the basic fight.
Yeah, maybe all parents and their kids are just roommates the whole time, and they don't know it. It's always the same thing.
Yeah, but and I'm still a bit overprotective. You know, oh, are you sure you're not going to be drinking when you're driving? You know, stuff like that. The only different fights are now he's driving and gets to, you know, do whatever he wants, so I can just worry.
Cynthia, you briefly lived with your mother after you left your husband, after Brody was born. What was that like for you?
Well, that was a total... I mean, I was one of those people that said, I am not going to be like my mother. I am not going to be like my mother. Because my mother was incredibly manipulative and... difficult. So it was no fun to live with her because she was always trying to get me to wear the certain outfits and telling me that I looked fat in certain things and to get my hair out of my face and why couldn't I find a nice fellow, and very, very intrusive. And so I try very, very hard not to turn into her. And I think our relationship is somewhat different, but Brody would have to answer that.
Well, you know, Cynthia, you had written in one of your essays that in this brief period when you'd moved back with your mother, that she wanted to shoehorn you back into the life that you had left. And I'm wondering if you remembered that a lot when Brody moved back in, and if you were really conscious about not trying to impose that on him the way it had been imposed on you.
Yeah, it's a very hard thing to do, to have a kid that you've already mourned leaving come right back into the house. And in a way, it's like, oh, isn't this great? Isn't this great? And in another way, I dread the idea that, oh, he's going to leave again and I got to be sad all over again. I mean, it was a whole different shoehorning thing, though. My mother was shoehorning me back into a very traditional suburban life where, you know, I had to be a wife and a mother and be very conventional. And certainly Brody is not encouraged to be any of those things.
The introduction to your new book, Cynthia, was written by Brody. How did you decide that Brody would write the introduction?
I can't remember. How did that happen?
I think we were thinking of stuff to put, because it's a collection of essays that have already been published, and we were trying to decide what to stick in the middle, or I mean, in the beginning, and just to make it longer and have some new, because we got to get up to 200 pages here, people, and to have some new material in there, and we're thinking about, oh, well, my mother said, well, I'm going to be writing an introduction, and maybe some sort of foreword would be good as well. I'm like, you know, I'll write a foreword for it. She's like, yeah, well, will you? I'm like, yeah. So then I wrote it.
Brody, can I ask you to read the beginning of the introduction that you wrote?
Yeah, I can. So this is a foreword, the beginning of a foreword to Get Your Tongue Out of My Mouth, I'm Kissing You Goodbye by Cynthia Heimel. This is what I wrote. It was just me and my mom, that's it. When I was a baby, the music of the Rolling Stones, turned up to 11, would never fail to lull me to sleep. I sacrificed Pee Wee League football for art gallery openings and street demonstrations where we'd scream, "Don't buy the grapes! There's blood on the grapes!" My favorite perk, which all of my buddies lacked, was the permission to swear around the house whenever I pleased. During New York summers, my friends and I would sit on a stoop somewhere in Chelsea. The conversation would eventually lead to the evening's activities. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? Want to go over to Brody's house and curse a lot? Yeah.
Cynthia, did you ever feel like being the bohemian mom was going to be a bad thing for your son and, you know, that you should tighten up the standards around the house, that kind of thing? Because I'm sure a lot of people, like your mother, for instance, probably told you that.
Well, you know, I had my own version of bohemian mom. I think it's a very complicated thing. I didn't want to be one of those really hip, cool moms that says, okay, kids, let's all smoke joints around the house. So mm-hmm. I didn't encourage drinking or drugs, smoking, or certainly any other kind of drug taking. And don't snort. There was a little drinking on occasion, but you were over 18, and I thought it wasn't so bad. But certainly, you know, I wasn't like one of those moms that said, hey, let's all get high together or any of that. I find that sort of repellent because it seems like you're trying to be a kid yourself. So I was the mom, and I was definitely the mom, but I tried to make it as friendly and comfortable as possible because our apartment was the place where everybody would come and hang out, all the kids.
My guests are Cynthia and Brody Heimel. We'll be right back. This is Fresh Air. My guests are Cynthia Heimel and her son, Brody Heimel. Well, Cynthia, I've picked out something from your new book for you to read, and the book is Get Your Tongue Out of My Mouth, I'm Kissing You Goodbye. And this is from a piece that you wrote that's about kind of getting older but still kind of wanting to, like, cruise the clubs and still feeling very turned on a lot of the time.
Okay, this is from a chapter called Aging, Fact or Fiction, sort of in the middle of the chapter. Call it age, call it AIDS, but directly proportional to my tidal wave of sexuality is my absolute conservatism. I want to, but I won't go to bed with anybody. I remember too well what it all means. I am scarred, I am distrustful, I am gun-shy, I'm afraid, I'm too damn dull to be madly impulsive. At these nightclubs where I prowl, there are many children with smooth, luminous faces who look at me like I'm a schoolteacher as they fall about in each other's arms. I want to say to them, be careful, get it right the first time, or at least the second. Give your innocent heart and soul to someone good for you, someone who likes you, before you get callous and twisted. And I remember me as a teenager in a miniskirt with fishnet stockings and a purple vinyl trench coat and a floppy felt hat, with a water pistol in my pocket and a boy on each arm, living with a rock and roll band careening through my youth. I remember riding on the back of a motorcycle, holding on for dear life to a boy whose body was better than Michelangelo's David, I swear. I remember falling in love with a series of boys with hair flapping in their eyes and skin like milk. Do you know what? I have spent a full 20 years watching boys play guitars. First it was my rock and roll band, every one of whom was my boyfriend at one time or another. Then it was my husband, then the fellow I lived with, and of course all my girlfriend's boyfriends. Now, my son. Listen to this, Mom, he says. and I realize he's playing the overture to Tommy, the rock opera, and I vividly remember sitting at Roger Daltrey's feet in a nearly deserted rock club while he swung his microphone inches from my nose. I was at a rock club the other night, very hardcore, and there were all these girls in bits of clothes, all ripped and transparent and sexy. A matronly woman was standing next to me. "See those girls?" she asked. "They're me. I know what I look like on the outside, but on the inside, I'm just like that." And I thought, not me. I've been there. I've had a good run. Enough is enough. Although, right now I'm sleeping with a 27-year-old cowboy. Maybe I'm overreacting.
That's Cynthia Heimel reading from her new book, Get Your Tongue Out of My Mouth, I'm Kissing You Goodbye. Do you go through this thing of, like, when are you acting an age that you're too old to be, and when are you just kind of acting the way you feel?
You mean like mutton dressed as lamb in my head? I think that there is no such thing. I think that what I'm doing and what has to be done is being on the, you know, what is it? I hate using the word edge ever.
Yeah.
Because I think the word edge is way overused. But the thin edge of the wedge of the baby boom. We have to reinvent the way we're supposed to act. I mean, there's just no, there's no precedent for this generation. So I never feel like I'm acting too young, I'm acting too old. I mean, I'm not squeezing myself into spandex. I just have to figure it out as I go along, and I think we all have to do that. So, no, that isn't really a concern of mine. I do realize I am immature, which is the only way to be a humor writer.
Why is that connected?
Don't know. I think it's just, you know, I'm not world-weary, I'm not cynical, I'm just always, you know, I've got a kind of childlike attitude towards life. Does that make sense?
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know. This is just something I think about myself.
When you have a relationship with somebody who's considerably younger than you, does that make you feel older or younger?
Older. That's why I don't understand men. And, of course, Brody doesn't help any. What do you say all the time?
I don't know. What are you, drunk? But I don't know who this 27-year-old is.
You remember. You kept saying, 27, what could you have been thinking?
27, what, yeah. What are you on drugs? Whatever. Yeah. You're either drunk or on drugs.
And I'm not on either, but the difference between men and women is appalling. To me, it underlines when I'm with someone 27 that they've never heard of the Bonzo Dog Band, they've never heard of Julie Christie. Paul McCartney has a band called Wings, and maybe there was something before that, they're not sure. And men, you know, they keep finding younger and younger and younger and younger women, and it rejuvenates them, and I'm not quite, I don't see why. I don't see how it doesn't echo in their brains that they're 20, 30, 40 years older than these women. Woody, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Do you find that most men of your age, and I think that's around mid-40s or early 40s, are, if they're single, forming relationships with much younger women?
Yeah. That's why I'm going out with 27-year-olds. I'd much rather go out with like a 43, 45-year-old. What I want is a 45-year-old veterinarian who's heard of the Bonzo Dog Band, and if anybody's listening, call Terry.
That's right, yeah.
She can be my
best. Just because you have so many dogs, you want the veterinarian.
Well, I like veterinarians. They're usually got a lot of heart. And yes, I do have so many dogs. I do so much dog work.
Now that you're both kind of in the same profession, because Cynthia, you wrote for the TV series Dear John for a while, and Brody, you're just kind of entering the world of television now. Do you worry about this competitive thing happening between the two of you?
No.
I've conceded that she's far better and can get me very far with nepotism in this world. So I'm not even going to make no mistake about it. I'm relying on that nepotism to push me forward.
That's sort of silly. I don't, you know, I'm not far better. I've just had a lot more experience. But my vision is that Brody and I will work together someday, writing little TV shows together, except that I hate writing for TV.
A bohemian family sitcom.
Yeah, bohemian. Yes. Funnily enough, about a single mother and her son. What do you think?
Yeah.
That sounds good. Yeah. I don't know where I've heard that before, but yeah.
But now it's all guys, you know. So all the guys have these single, you know, they're all single fathers. But let's get back to the truth of it. It's single mothers.
I want to thank you both a lot for talking with us.
Thank you, Terry. Now we're going to have to go directly to my shrink, but don't worry about it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I might have to sit in on this session. I usually just avoid it, but fine.
Cynthia and Brody Heimel. Cynthia Heimel's new book is Get Your Tongue Out of My Mouth, I'm Kissing You Goodbye. This is Fresh Air.